Whatever your beliefs, there's no doubt that the history of art and architecture would be much poorer without religious patronage. While that might make you think of Michelangelo and the Vatican, organized religion was still a vital force in 20th century art. In France, much of that can be laid at the feet of one man, a Dominican priest called Father Marie-Alain Couturier, who coaxed the greatest names in Western art into producing some of their finest work. Pierre Couturier was born to a wealthy family near Lyon. Wounded in the First World War, he took up painting as a kind of therapy. It stirred something in him, and he enrolled at art school in Paris, which led him to the Studio of Sacred Arts, where he was able to explore his dual interests in religion and art. He became proficient in designing stained glass and worked on the vast windows of the church at La Rancie, a pioneering building designed by architect Auguste Perret in 1923. The religious pull was stronger, though, and he was eventually ordained into the Dominican Church in 1930. Based in a convent in central Paris, he had access to the world's great art collections, as well as a wide range of contemporary artists. He was put in charge of overseeing art projects, as well as co-editing a journal on sacred art. This, then, was a sophisticated man, religious and worldly, who was even photographed for Vogue magazine. His moment came after the Second World War, when he helped set in motion a remarkable number of projects, all intended to express the modernity of the Catholic Church. It started with the Rosary Chapel in Vence, a small and sweet building designed by Auguste Perret, with its interiors and priest's robes designed by Henri Matisse in the signature cut-out style that occupied the artist's final years. Other projects followed, each displaying an astonishing fusion of art and architecture by the best in the business. Their personal beliefs were irrelevant. As Couturier put it, better a genius without faith than a believer without talent. And so these mid-century years became a beacon for modern art, with artists such as Chagall, Bonnard, Léger, Lipschitz and Dufy creating mosaics, paintings, stained glass and sculptures for buildings designed by Perret, Novarina and Le Corbusier. Some, like Corbusier's chapel at Ronchamp and his stark Dominican convent of La Tourette, remain major landmarks of architectural significance. Others, like the squat stone church at Assy in the French Alps, provide an incredible display of work by numerous artists, including two windows by Couturier himself. Couturier didn't live to see all of them completed, dying in 1954 of a muscle-wasting disease. He had achieved so much, though, stirring reluctant artists of all types into creating some of their most memorable work, enriching not only the world of religious art, but civilization itself. After all, with or without religion, the spirit of creativity will out.